CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The first death of a person from bird flu in the U.S., our Jennifer Kuiper reports.
Health officials in Louisiana say the person who died was over 65, had been in contact with sick and dead birds in a backyard flock, and had underlying medical problems. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The persons who are currently at highest risk for infection include people who work with dairy cattle, poultry, or wild birds, and they're generally younger and healthier than the Louisiana case who died.
The Louisiana Department of Health says it has not found any other human bird flu cases. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meantime, a new virus dubbed HMPV is surging in China, which has some worried about another pandemic. But health officials here say there is no reason to worry. One doctor tells CBS News that HMPV has actually been circulating for a while, so people have some immunity against it. We've been talking about snow and ice for days now, and guess what? More is coming to much of the country. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
On Monday night, they shut down National Airport in D.C. early to clear the runways to make sure that there's nothing that builds up there and freezes. The temperatures are going to be so low in the eastern portion of the United States that the usual salt that you would use, you can't use the normal amount. It's just too cold. And so that's part of the problem, is wherever there is snow, it's not going anywhere.
At least five people have died from storms this week. The death toll from an earthquake in a mountainous region in western China has now risen to at least 53. Reporter Alex Jensen is in nearby Seoul.
With a magnitude of 7.1, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, the quake struck close to China's border with Nepal, including a holy city for Tibetan Buddhists. Tremors were felt as far as Nepal's capital, Kathmandu, over 200 miles away, where people were seen running from their homes.
Back here, the body of former President Jimmy Carter is set to move from the Carter Presidential Center in Atlanta to Washington.
I'm Jim Crisul in Marietta, Georgia. An Air Force plane is set to fly the body of former President Jimmy Carter from nearby Dobbins Air Reserve Base to Joint Base Andrews outside Washington, D.C., ahead of an official state funeral Thursday. The flight has been designated Special Air Mission 39 in honor of the nation's 39th president.
An average of 10.1 million viewers tuned in to the 82nd Golden Globes across CBS and Paramount Plus last night. That's up from last year's numbers of 9.4 million. Before the pandemic, though, the Globes typically drew closer to 20 million viewers. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
A sailboat for sale that was stuck on a Florida beach is no longer stuck. It's also no longer for sale.
The boat's owner wanted to sail it from St. Augustine to the Dominican Republic, but instead it ran aground in New Smyrna Beach. Alan Askar says it would have cost $20,000 to have it moved back to sea.
I would have to go through my pension savings.
Instead, he put it on Craigslist and Facebook for sale for a buck. No takers, though, because of the removal price. In the end, he turned it over to Volusia County. Video shows a construction crew taking it off the beach in pieces, presumably never to be seaworthy again. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have settled their divorce and are asking a judge to finalize their breakup. Lopez filed documents Monday in Los Angeles Superior Court that show the former couple settled their divorce through mediation in September, about a month after she filed for divorce. Matt Piper, CBS News.
W-R-J-N weather.
meteorologist Rodney Price. Other than a couple of flurries, we'll see mostly cloudy skies in the overnight. Temperatures dropping to the middle teens. A light northwest breeze, 5 to 15. For your Tuesday, partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Flurries Wednesday, lower 20s. Currently 17 degrees.
Thank you. Radio Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back. on the roof. Up on the roof. When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face. Up on the roof. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be. And there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet.
I looked at the skies, running my hands. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
About that little lady, and the lady is mine.
She knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 yeah. She's a lady.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
That's a game we used to play.
and whatever comes our way.
Smoking lightning,
heavy metal thunder,
racing with the wind,
and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and butts and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born. Climb so high, I never wanna die.
hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kissed you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too, by the look in your eyes, sweeter than a wine.
Going, Surf City, here we go.
You know they're either outside.
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes. You.